rise the cloud of dust and a hearty "Hi-yo, Silver!" The Lone Ranger. Of the plains who led the fight against this band of outlaws and traitors. And for once, his great strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness were taxed to the utmost in the cause of democracy. Return with us now to those thrilling days when the West was young. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Lone Silver, from the tomb of Black Arrow, Lone Silver, away!
Before dawn, Tonto waited for the Lone Ranger outside the sheriff's house. The main street of Bennett City was deserted. Silver pawed the ground now and then, but otherwise there was no sound. At last the front door opened and the Lone Ranger could be seen saying goodbye to the lawman. A moment later...
What'd you find out?
The girl's message told the truth. Old Harcourt was here and he met three men.
Girl say men belong to Black Arrow?
He wasn't sure, Tonto. He left it up to us to find out.
Where, Colonel, now?
The four of them left Bennett City yesterday.
Where them go?
The sheriff couldn't tell me. But they were sitting around his table and then started to face for a long time. Ray's person owns the place, and the sheriff's given me a note to him. We'll see if he can tell us what they were talking about.
Where Burton lives?
His cabin on the edge of town. That is where. Oh, Silver.
Get him up. No.
Doesn't seem likely he'd leave it without making some arrangements.
Oh, we have a lot of his boys here.
which man's man.
And all you can tell me is that the colonel talked with these men and they wanted him to take charge of a fort.
That's all.
It may be enough. We'll find out which way the colonel headed when he left town. We'll find out which way the three men headed. That may be all the information we need.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto found it easy to pick up the colonel's trail outside of town. And they also found evidence that three men were traveling with him. Their direction was north. The masked man and the Indian urged Gilbert Scout to their greatest speed. By daybreak, they reached the wooden ridge and charged up the steep slope.
Going, Silver! Faster, boy! Head him up! Down!
With easy cover at the top of the ridge, the man took careful aim with a high-powered rifle. For seconds, he waited motionless. Then he squeezed the trigger.
I got him. I got the Lone Ranger.
2 weeks later, Colonel Harcourt rode into the hills north of the Sweetwater River with Ben Watson, Corey Green, and Jake Miller. When they reached the top of the hill at the command of the river, Ben reined up his mount and the others followed suit.
Here it is, Colonel. We figure this is the place to build our fort.
It's a good location.
Build it strong enough, and a garrison of 20 men could hold it against an army.
You mean that? Against trained soldiers, not just against Indians?
If it's planned right.
Well, we're leaving all that in your hands.
How far away is your range?
In 3 miles from the top of the next hill. Corey's and Jake's are just beyond. And a few more farther north, but we won't have to bother them. Between us, we got enough men to build a fort and man it.
Well, what about the cattle while the work's going on?
Well, we aren't running many heads. We want to clean the Indians out of the country before we really stock up.
You must be losing money, though. Why should you pay a big crew when there's no work for them?
Building a fort's going to be their work, and making the country safe. We figure it's better to lose a little money now than a lot later on.
That shows foresight. I agree with you. Gentlemen, I'm happy that you've asked me to come up here. Without boasting, I believe my experience is the equal of any army man west of the Mississippi. I shall train your men and direct the building of the fort to the best of my abilities. I'm glad that you disregarded my years. This will be my last command, no doubt. But I welcome the task you've set before me.
Glad you feel that way, Colonel. And you know what we're going to do?
Do?
We're going to call the fort Fort Harcourt.
I am deeply honored, gentlemen.
During the weeks that followed, the wild hills above the Sweetwater changed their character. Colonel Harcourt laid out the exact position of the stockade, the blockhouse, and the two towers, one at the east and one at the west. Then the men of the three ranches began the actual work of construction. The stockade was nearly completed. The foundations for the blockhouse and the towers had been laid when a tall, broad-shouldered stranger approached the colonel one morning.
Colonel Harcourt,
at your service, sir.
I'm the same as you in command here.
This one can call it that. Strictly speaking, we have no regular military organization.
But you intend to have. That's the idea.
These men are all volunteers. When the fort is finished, I intend to make soldiers of them.
Does the regular army know about your plans?
I believe so.
You believe so?
I have no authority from the War Department, if that's what you mean.
Not exactly.
But 6 months ago, Mr. Watson wrote to Washington and asked that a fort be built on this hill. The army found it impossible to grant his request.
Then what?
At the same time, he was given full permission to take whatever steps he felt necessary for the descent in the country north of the Sweetwater.
I see.
Why are you so interested?
Well, I'm not exactly an army man, Colonel, but I've had some experience with military matters. I was wondering if you couldn't use a personal aid.
You say the Colonel sent you?
Yes, he did. I'll need these supplies in a week. Suggested the wagon start tomorrow.
I'll attend to it.
Oh, that's fine. Let it be. fella.
I don't like it.
Neither do I. Somehow, we've got to get it across to the Colonel that we're the only ones who accept the volunteers.
Outside of our men, he won't get enough of them to matter. That particular hombre I don't like.
Looks to be too honest.
Maybe it's his horse I don't like.
What are you talking about?
It's a lot like that tank the engine was riding.
What engine?
What engine do you suppose? The one that rode with the masked man.
He told me the Lone Ranger was dead.
He is.
We got nothing to worry about.
I didn't say the engine was dead. He was behind the masked man, and he ducked into the trees after I shot.
You just got a bad conscience, Jake. There's lots of pain horses in the West.
Maybe so. I'm going to watch that hombre, though. The first time he does anything wrong, it'll be the last time.
When the men working on the fort rolled up in their blankets and went to sleep that night, the colonel's new aide saddled his horse and rode out of camp. He followed the river to the east for several miles, and he plunged into a forest of pines. At last, he reined up in a small clearing.
Silver, plenty glad to see you.
I'm glad to see him. Too bad we can't work together, boy. You might be recognized.
I must know you, huh?
No, Tonto. You've done a fine job with my disguise.
How you feel?
I'm never better.
It's not good you ride much.
You don't have to worry about me, Kimosabe. Thanks to you, I don't feel the wound at all.
What'd you find out?
Well, it's hard to say. The girl hadn't told us that Watson and Green and Miller were members of the Black Arrow. It would be easy to believe they were the most public-spirited citizens in Wyoming.
What about men work for them?
Well, there's nothing wrong with them, I'm sure of it. Watson hired most of his men down south in Texas. Miller's crew came from around Cheyenne. But taking this job of building a fort is more of a lark than anything else. But Denise expects to go back to riding herd.
Maybe so.
And maybe not. A whole lot of them may be fired and you men brought in. Otto, it was neither Silver or Scout.
Not right.
Get away from the campfire.
Can't
be seen from here.
You think somebody right after you?
The ground's soft. Someone might have followed my trail. He must have kept out of sight.
You listen.
He's running away.
And not get close enough to see us.
We don't know. His horse wasn't close.
No, this might be bad. Better you not get back to Fort.
I've got to. The only way we can keep track of what's going on.
Well, better we ride to Laramie. Bring soldiers.
Yeah, and it is where they are. We can't bring them all the way out here until we're sure there's something wrong.
I'll talk to you.
Stop the country, Kimo. I'll see what you can find. I'll meet you here tomorrow night.
And you'll not come. Then Tonto know him right. He finds you.
If I don't come, you'll know I've been taken prisoner. Yes, Scott. Tomorrow at midnight. Morning, Colonel.
I want an explanation from you.
What about?
Did you leave camp last night?
Yes, I did.
Did you meet an Indian?
Well, there was nothing wrong with the meeting, Colonel. That was a friendly Indian.
There are no friendly Indians around here. And anyone who has dealings with them is a renegade.
But, Colonel,
I'm happy to say our guardhouse has been finished. Just in time for our first prisoner. Take him away, men.
Yes, sir.
Curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scene, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Thank you. the Lone Ranger was locked up in the guardhouse, Jake Miller was summoned to Ben Watson's ranch. The two men drew their chairs up to a table in the living room. The breeze from the open window stirred the papers that had been placed there.
What's all this?
Order straight from the leader. They were delivered to Corey, and he brought them over this afternoon.
Well?
We got a week to finish the fort and fire the cowboys. They're sending a force of 200 men.
That's plenty.
They'll have their own rifles and ammunition. But we have to bring in a reserve supply.
We would if the colonel hadn't thought of that already.
Yeah. It's a smart idea, picking him. He knows his business.
It'll be easy enough to get rid of the cowboys, Ben. That don't go for the colonel.
Why not?
You can't stop telling me the story. When he sets eyes on those 200 men they're sending it, he's going to ask a lot of questions.
Whatever. We might as well tell him everything.
You mean that the fort is going to be used by the Black Arrow?
Sure.
You're local.
He'll never live to retreat it, Jake.
Oh.
Why should he?
I can't think of any reason. We'll get rid of him, and we'll get rid of that hombre in the guardhouse.
I think we can manage that before next week. All we have to do is convince the colonel he's a renegade. And he'll be shot at sunrise with all the trimming.
I've convinced him of that already.
You accused him, but you couldn't prove anything. He'll fix up the evidence.
I'll leave it to you.
Wouldn't surprise me at all if he got it.
What the... Damn, I tell him so.
There he goes.
He called the horse Silver.
It's an engine. You can tell by the way you ride.
I knew it.
You knew what?
Don't you see, Ben? I was wrong. I drove the Lone Ranger, but I didn't hit him. He's come up here with the engine. But instead of riding his own horse and wearing a mask, he's riding the paint and wearing a disguise. That hombre is the guardhouse. We can't let him live, not even until morning.
Come on.
Look at that fort above us. You have a right to feel proud. You've done a fine job. part now, and there's nothing I can do to prevent it. I want to offer you my congratulations, my friendship, my regret, and my confidence that no matter who Mr. Watson and Mr. Green and Mr. Miller hire to take your place, they can never find worthier men. The Calderas broke camp, and the next day, the men who were to take their place rode into the fort. The colonel was indignant at the force with which his prophecy had come true. He found Ben Watson and voiced his objection.
I can't understand you, Mr. Watson. These men are criminals. It's written in their faces.
Is that so?
How do you expect me to make good soldiers of them? And how can you feel that your cattle is safe in their hands?
I don't have much cattle.
You will have?
True enough. And these are the boys who are going to arrange it.
What's that?
Rustlers, Colonel. The best in the country.
You wouldn't admit they're crooks?
Why not? I'm one myself.
If this is a joke, I don't find it funny.
You remember that little speech you made last night?
I do, and more than ever.
You made the plans, the boys carried them out. He said he would serve a fine force. But now that it's finished, we don't need you any more than we need them.
You've taken advantage of my experience.
We can build a stronghold for the Black Arrow.
The Black Arrow? What's that?
Somehow, I don't think you'll ever find out.
I'm leaving at once, Mr. Watson. I should have gone last night.
That's right. It would have been a lot safer.
The outlaws swept down the slope. When the circle of campfires was reached,
nobody here. Just the fires and some branches stuck in the ground and they saddled. And that's the engine. They've been warned and they got away in time. We can't follow their trail tonight. Back to the fort.
Back at the fort.
Well, down, Ben. Fire.
Here's the only one with a burn, Colonel.
Ben Watson himself.
Good evening, Mr. Watson.
Well, your trick worked after all.
You can thank the masked man for the idea.
It won't do you any good. You're inside the fort, but you'll never be able to hold it. We got twice as many men as you have.
But we're inside and they're outside. We have all the supplies and ammunition we need. We'll hold out as long as we have to.
It doesn't have to be long, Colonel.
Well, what do you mean?
I don't think Ben Watson wants to die. But, suppose we find out.
When the outlaws rode up to the stockade, the gates were open. The fort was quiet. Only the figure of Ben Watson could be seen on the parapet.
Bring up there!
Gates! I want every man to throw his rifle down the ground before he rides in here.
Huh?
You don't have to tell me what's happened. I know.
They were gone. They've been warned.
Yeah. Some of your men are traitors. I'm going to find out who they are. We'll have them walk through the gate one by one. I'll search them inside here.
Did you say walk?
Yeah. Leave their horses and rifles outside. I'm going down below. And you can start sending them in. One by one.
Jake did as he was ordered. One by one, the outlaws walked through the gate. At last, they were all inside. But as Jake himself stepped through...
What's that?
Make a move, Jake. You're covered.
What's going on over there?
This was another of the masked man's ideas, Mr. Miller.
Colonel Harcourt.
Yes. As the men walked through the gate, we've been sticking a gag in their mouth and tying them up. There they all are. I don't think they'll make any more trouble.
Then you dirty double-crosser.
I may go to jail, but I won't die.
You're yellow. I shoot out my
shirt. No, no, no,
good work, Curly.
Maybe you got the fort, but you won't hold it.
We've been told that before. But we're turning it over to the United States Army. And they can hold it against any band of outlaws and cutthroats that you do represent.
Just wait still a bit,
Alan. Shut off the loose talk, Colonel.
Let's go!
You might as well.
Take it away from you.
Come on. There's the masked man. I don't know him, sir. He was here a minute ago.
He's gone.
Just think, Curly. Every one of these men a prisoner, and not a shot was fired. My last command. And thanks to the Lone Ranger, it led to victory and not disgrace. Copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.